This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Steve, how you doing?
Michael, great. How are you guys doing, everybody?
Peter? Good. Everybody's good. Everybody's good. We were just talking about the Giants. I think they're the best team in that division right now. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, I want to say Philadelphia is a better team, but I just can't. I mean, they just look terrible. So, yeah, I think, and have you guys done the math? Are the Giants going to take the division?
It's going to be hard. If they win six and Philadelphia wins six, the tie is going to get Philly in.
They're probably going to have to win seven, Steve.
I don't know. Do you see them getting to seven?
Here's the path, right? You'd have to beat Cincinnati, you'd have to beat Cleveland, and you'd have to beat Dallas. So then that means you'd have to get one of Baltimore, Arizona, and Seattle. That would be the path to seven.
And to win all those other three?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like a long shot. But now, I mean, I think they're the most substantive team today, right? They're the ones that the coach has a plan. He's got control of the locker room. Everybody's rolling. They're not too hurt. Like, in that way, I agree with you. They're probably the most ready to go win the division.
We were talking about this at the beginning of the show. I wanted to get your take. I watched closely the Bills and the Cards yesterday. And I think this runs contrary to what you think. I watch Kyler Murray. Nobody can run like that for 10 years. Nobody can their legs can't be that way for 10 years. I don't know if he has a long shelf life at that height and the inability to throw the ball, because every time he was in the pocket, Steve, it seemed like they were batting down passes with impunity. Can he survive if he ever lost his legs at all?
No. I mean, that's part of his game, no question. But again, I've said it before, Peyton Manning would not recognize this league. Like, that's how fast it's changed. I'm overstating it, I get it, but I'm just saying that's how fast it's changing because of all the things we've talked about in the past, the rule changes, the fact that it's more college-like, the coaches and players can't be together anymore. They're basically a spring ball and a summer camp. That's just like college. And so they've all capitulated to just a college kind of offense, and that's what you're seeing. So in many ways, I think the future is that you cannot be a quarterback in this league long-term and not be able to get some of those yards. Do you need to be able to make all the moves that Kyler makes or Lamar makes? No. And do I think Kyler has to make those kind of moves into his future? No. If he keeps getting the ball batted down, that's another problem. Like, if 5'8", he really can't play in the pocket, then that speaks for itself. But I still think that, you know, Russell Wilson at 5'10 has shown that, you know, he can make all those throws and can win the MVP. So or at least, you know, possibilities. So to me, the game's coming to Kyler Murray. Now, you're right, Michael, that his legs you can't keep making those runs in your 30s, but I don't think that's the game. I think as long as you can go get those yards, I was 38, still going to get those yards. And they were available back then. Now they're, you know, it's criminal if you don't have a guy that can do that. That's why it's harder for Ben, for Drew, for Tom. The game's actually gotten a little harder because they can't get those yards.
And you bring up Lamar Jackson. That's what I would be fearful with Kyler Murray. Once they figure out how to shut down your legs, they're going to force you to beat them with his arm. And I think that's the difference between Jackson MVP last year and what's happening this year.
Yeah, but I would say this. There's a difference in what Arizona's doing offensively. It's got more explosivity to it. Is that a word? I can't remember. But it's got more. It can be more explosive. It can do the things that the Ravens just we're going all in with Lamar. That offense you saw last night, they get down by 13 points. Is like they don't come back. That's the sixth time now that they've been down by more than 10, have not come back. They've yet to come back by more than 10 because the offense is so running game focused. And then throwing around the fringes that when the athletes start to throw their way out of it, they're not asking Lamar to do that, nor is he being trained to do that. That's why I'm telling you, I feel like Lamar's a little damned in this offense from growth that he could have. But I don't see that in Kingsbury's offense. I feel like that offense has a lot of explosiveness in it. It's got a lot of the stuff same that the Rams and the 49ers are doing. And so he can grow in as a passer. Again, if he's getting the ball batted down, he's 5'8". Another problem. But as far as the quarterback they're asking him to play is a little bit more sophisticated than the quarterback they're asking to play in Baltimore. And in that way, I think he grows into that job because I think both Lamar and Kyler can grow into those jobs if their offense allows them to do it. And that's the difference between Baltimore in Arizona.
Is it alarming to you, Steve, that after a bye week, Adam Gase announced today that Darnold will not be playing this week? Does that send up a warning signal to you that something's really wrong?
Something's really wrong with his arm, you mean? Or
yeah,
something really
his
wrong
shoulder.
With... Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had a throwing shoulder. The throwing shoulder, think about the torque and how it has to be right. I mean, your throwing shoulder's got to be right. It cannot be 85%. You can't make the throws. You can have an 85%, any other joint in your body, you can play quarterback with 85%, not your throwing shoulder. So, yeah, and the fact that it takes a couple of weeks to get better doesn't shock me or scare me. Now, if you tell me you have to have surgery or they're putting surgery off and then you're going to try to go, you know, kind of play through the pain like Alex Smith, when I think we talked about this last week, when Alex Smith was playing for the 49ers, the team was terrible, and he was just playing through the gritting through it, hurt, ended up hurting his arm, had to go get surgery. So as long as they're protecting his arm and being careful, I like that. And the fact that it's a couple weeks, it doesn't scare me yet.
Okay.
On the other side of town, Daniel Jones puts together a couple of weeks with no major mistakes. Is there something to get excited about in terms of just Daniel Jones' growth?
Yes, because Daniel Jones can go get those yards. You know, he can have those. He can spit out the 50 yards that are out there, the three or four first downs for quarterbacks that are just so easy to get with their legs. And he can throw the – you know he's a thrower. It's the recklessness that got him in trouble. The youth and recklessness of his rookie and second-year campaign, that's the problem. And so if he starts to fix that and remain, he's got all the other pieces to it, that was the part that was like you can't live with that. You can't live with a guy that's throwing the ball over the place and losing games for you because he turned the ball over in the NFL. No good. So if he can clean it up, and he doesn't have to be nearly extremely productive. That'll come over time. He just can't be the reason why they're losing.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Alex Smith, you mentioned. The fact that this guy went through what he went through, almost died. That's not hyperbole. Almost died. And he just threw for 390 yards. Does that even impress you?
Yes.
I mean, they should just name the comeback player of the year award after him.
You have to, because go watch the ESPN special on Alex Smith and his comeback.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, it is so dramatic. And the fact is, he almost died. And the fact is, he has a lot of flesh literally around his leg that's not there. The muscle mass that he needs. When he said he was coming back after, I watched it. Well, Alex is a friend, so text back and forth, how you doing? I'm like, okay, I'm going to go play again. I was like, you can't go play again. You don't have the muscle. You can't. And he is doing it. Even when he came back and played, I thought it was more ceremonial. Didn't you?
Yeah.
I felt like, look, he gritted his teeth. He showed an incredible amount of mental toughness and grit to get back. And I applauded it. When the family stood up in the stands, when they came back out a month ago, I'm like, this is the apex. This is the Everest. Now you're telling me he's thrown for 400 yards or almost 400 yards?
Well, and yesterday,
this is like,
as you know, Steve, unfortunately, I'm stuck always watching Washington football. And yesterday was a day where he was able to just basically pick Detroit apart because he knew everything they were throwing at him, and all of his reads are perfect still. So it actually looked kind of easy. With a week of work with the ones, it actually looked kind of easy for him yesterday.
Well, and that's what – it's funny you say that, because I've been saying how much the college game that's pro game today, I keep talking about every week, how much easier it is for Tom, for Drew, for Aaron. Like, the flats are open. No one's patrolling the middle of the field. We talk about it every week. And so if you know what you're doing, like Alex has, no one studied more than Alex. I mean, Tom, Drew, and Alex has matched them in the classroom. Alex spends as much time as any of those guys. So he is an expert. And given the opportunity, I think that you just basically said, Peter, what is amazing about the offense is today in the quarterback position. I mean, I saw Drew Brees got hurt on that sack, but I don't know how you that's just football, but it was obviously a penalty. You can't hit the quarterback anymore. And so in that way, the fact that Alex is playing on, you know, I'm not going to say half a leg because I'm sure it's strong and capable, but the fact is the game has gotten easier for sophisticated, experienced quarterbacks.
Now, before we let you go, we have the Vikings and the Bears on Monday Night Football. And I just want to ask you this about Nick Foles. Was that just a magical mystery ride? Is he not a great quarterback? And, okay, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. He got big money. Now the Bears have him, and he's not doing anything there.
No. So, it's very simple. Nick, when he came in for the Eagles, they had the third-best running game in the league with Nick.
Right.
Nick is not going to be able to get those yards that we're talking about, these easy yards that are out there. And so he's going to be really efficient and great at play action. Great running game, great play action. Make the play fake, linebackers come up, and Nick can deliver the football, and he did all the way to the Super Bowl. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Now the game's going away from a guy like Nick because he needs to be able to go get those yards. And now with the Bears, guess what they're ranked in rushing right now?
Last?
32nd. Mm. 32nd. And they're so far behind. There's like, if there were 36 teams, they'd be 36.
Right.
If there were 40, they might be 40th. So now you watch the film, he play fakes, no one even cares. No one even pays attention. There's nobody open, and then Nick can't run around, and he's not going to go get the yards on with his legs. He's trapped. So it's like, that's the difference. Nick's not a different player. That's what he has to have to be. Why is Nick not the guy that can go take a team and put him on his back? Because he can't get those yards, and he's not a throw over the football. He needs that play action in the running game. Mm. When he has it, he's super special, and he's Super Bowl MVP with one of the best running game, top five running games in the league, and a great play caller and some cool stuff. If he has that again, I think that Nick can be as good as he was in Philadelphia, but it's not here. It's not in Chicago, and it's not coming. And that's why I think the Bears, they should absolutely put Trubisky back in. Let him run go look at the Arizona Cardinals film, run those plays, and have him go get 50. Tell him to go run for 100 yards a game, which he can do, and throw it all over the place and open up his brain and open up his mind and not have it be so intense with trying to be perfect. I mean, I think that's the chance that the Bears have because the Bears have a great defense.
We know
great stuff. Go ahead, Don.
I was going to say, we know Cousins is aware of it because he gets reminded of it all the time, but does he take that 0-9 record on Monday Night Football onto the field tonight?
Yeah, it's always in your head. Everyone, you don't get this far if you don't take the little hurdles that people put up or the knocks against you or the chips on the shoulder. You've seen Tom Brady famously has made the career he has out of the chips on the shoulder, but everyone's the same. We are all the same. Some guys are better at not being in their head, and they let it go. But everybody knows. Everybody's heard it 100 times. And everybody wants to knock the hurdle down. I mean, trust me, it's in his head. He wants to knock it down. It's around. And it becomes a weight. You can fake it like it's not, but it's like that's what you – the fact is the questions that you have to answer every week from the media is the weight. And you know they're asking about it.
Right.
So it's a weight.
Great stuff as always, Steve. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be watching.
Very clinical, guys. Very clinical tonight.
Yes.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Right. Not a lot of emotion, but that's fine. Tough time.
Deep dive. Well, we don't have time for emotion. You got here late, yeah, so, I mean, we had to go right to it.
It's good. Very clinical. I like
it. He loves it.
Football.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. See you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.